Hi, I'm Francesca, a registered nutritional therapist, and you're listening to another episode of the Empowered Perimenopause podcast. Welcome. My aim is to bring you down-to-earth, conversational episodes that help you develop a deeper understanding of how your body's changing in your 40s, and most importantly, how you can support yourself throughout this wonderful transitional phase of your life. Join me for my solo episodes and also episodes with guests for fun, fresh, truthful chat on all things health and happiness in your 40s. And now onto the episode. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Empowered Perimenopause podcast. With me, your host, Francesca. So today I want to talk to you about magnesium because this really is a wonder mineral for women's health. It's so great for PMS, for PCOS, for energy, for mood, for sleep, and especially perimenopause. Magnesium is a game changer kind of whenever. I really love it. It's just something that I've been using in my practice and on myself for many, many years. It's something I just will not be without. I really, really love magnesium. So first of all, let's talk about what magnesium actually is. So it's an essential mineral that the body needs for lots of different functions, basically. It's a chemical element. It's a shiny grey metal. And it's essential for, experts say, over 300 biochemical reactions in the body, particularly related to nerve and muscle function, to energy and to bone health. Those are some of the really sort of key functions in the body that magnesium helps to sort of fuel. And, you know, nerve, muscle function, energy production is going to also impact everything else, essentially. So let's have a look at why magnesium is so important, particularly in perimenopause. So it calms the nervous system. So in other words, it supports stress. When we talk about the nervous system, calming the nervous system, supporting the nervous system, we're essentially talking about supporting stress, supporting the stress response, and supporting what's known as the HPA axis. I've talked about the HPA axis before. I think I've got a whole episode explaining what it means. But essentially, HP stands for hypothalamus and pituitary, which are in the brain. A stands for adrenal glands. And these are the tiny little glands, sit on top of your kidneys, and they are responsible for releasing your stress hormones. And axis is basically connection. So the HPA axis is the brain to adrenal connection. And when we talk about nervous system dysregulation or disruption, we're talking about the disruption between the brain and the adrenals, essentially. That's going to have an impact on your entire kind of nervous system. So if we can support the HPA axis, support stress, support that stress response, which is dictated by the HPA axis, we can support and calm the nervous system. Magnesium is really great at supporting the nervous system. So during perimenopause, low progesterone and the erratic fluctuating nature of estrogen significantly changes levels of brain chemicals, also known as neurotransmitters, and disrupts this HPA axis. And that eventually leads to reduced resilience to stress or a reduced ability to cope with stress. And that's really, really common, quite a big characteristic of perimenopause. And magnesium helps to reduce cortisol, or sort of rebalance cortisol, I should say, calm that nervous system, because it increases something called parasympathetic tone. So that's basically activating the rest and digest mode of your nervous system, which is the opposite of the fight or flight stress response. So because magnesium can help to rebalance cortisol and increase that parasympathetic tone, it has this calming effect. And that's how magnesium can help to reduce stress, agitation, headaches, migraines, anxiety, hot flushes, night sweats, brain fog. Because it helps the brain to adapt to the rewiring process or the brain recalibration process that is going on during perimenopause. Magnesium can really help to support that rewiring. Magnesium supports sleep. So sleep disturbance is one of the most frustrating symptoms of perimenopause. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that. Maybe you've experienced that or you are experiencing it. And magnesium really supports better, more restorative sleep. It does that by enhancing a chemical called GABA, a brain chemical neurotransmitter that's calming. It also regulates melatonin levels, which supports better sleep, and it stabilizes blood sugar throughout the night. It helps to support that. And that is going to be really helpful for allowing us to stay asleep and have a restorative sleep. Magnesium helps to lower your core body temperature, which is really helpful for helping us to settle into a deep restorative sleep with less interruption. And a study in 2023 found that magnesium L-threonate, it's a wonderful form, magnesium L-threonate supplementation improved sleep quality, especially that deep REM stages of sleep. And it also led to improved mood and energy the next day. So I really do love magnesium L3 and 8. It's not the cheapest form. It's not the easiest to find, but it's definitely worth looking up and seeing if you can get hold of it. So there's migraines as well. The calming effects of magnesium can be helpful for reducing migraines. So if your migraines are triggered by stress, then magnesium helps with that. But also magnesium can protect your neurons from glutamate. So glutamate is what we call an excitatory brain chemical neurotransmitter, which basically means too much of it can bring on a migraine. We need glutamate to be balanced. And magnesium can protect your neurons from too much glutamate and therefore prevent or reduce migraines. So just another way that it can help. It kind of depends why your migraines are triggered in the first place, though. Magnesium is really important for vitamin D absorption and bone health. And I think a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people just supplement blindly with vitamin D. And I don't think they kind of understand how important magnesium is to support its absorption. It's a really important cofactor, so it's like supporting nutrient in the chemical reactions that metabolize vitamin D, like break vitamin D down in the liver and the kidneys. So magnesium allows vitamin D to be properly activated and therefore actually absorbed into the bone. So we all know the importance of vitamin D for bone health, but we also know that vitamin D is really important for thyroid health, immunity, and all other hormone regulation. And we can tend to be quite depleted in vitamin D as we get into perimenopause as well. So magnesium improves metabolic health as well. A lot of experts now describe perimenopause is truly as a time of metabolic upheaval. I've talked about this before in previous episodes as well. It's this big metabolic shift where the changes in estrogen, progesterone, and cortisol start to ripple through all systems in the body, from blood sugar control and fat storage to energy, sleep, mood, and thyroid function. So magnesium helps reduce this metabolic upheaval by activating insulin receptors, making our cells more insulin sensitive, so preventing or reversing insulin resistance. It also supports mitochondria. If we have insulin sensitive cells, we support our mitochondria, which are kind of like energy powerhouses in our cells that make our energy currency called ATP. It helps to restore metabolic flexibility the more insulin sensitive we are. So our body's ability to efficiently switch between burning carbohydrates for energy or fats for energy, depending on what's available and what we need at any one time. And these things are really important for weight regulation, body composition, your ability to burn body fat, basically. So these are all really essential things for good metabolic health, prevention of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and so on. Also, magnesium helps reduce muscle tension, muscle soreness, cramps, body aches. Really, really helpful for these things. It can also be a great constipation relief if you use the right form, which is citrate, for example, is a great form for constipation. If you really want a wonderful combination, you can add taurine alongside your magnesium as well. So taurine is an amino acid that works really well with magnesium to support mood, insulin sensitivity, liver detoxification, and that also refers to the clearance of our used estrogen, which is really important, and also to support mitochondria, those little energy powerhouses in our cells. So high and fluctuating estrogen can affect your body's ability to produce taurine, and therefore women have a higher need to supplement with taurine during these early to sort of middle stages of perimenopause, when perimenopause is exactly that, you know, it's high and fluctuating essentially estrogen. So it's really a time where we want to be supporting with taurine if possible. It's not something I'll get every client to take, but it can be helpful if you're struggling with all of the things that I'm talking about and you've tried other things, nothing's really working. I would say, you know, try magnesium on its own first, because it's a relatively budget-friendly supplement. And if you want to kind of go a little bit further, you feel the need to, then you could try adding 3 grams, so that's 3,000 milligrams of taurine every day in with your magnesium supplementation and see how you feel. You know, test it out for a month. If you don't feel any better, then don't bother anymore. If you do feel better, great. You kind of know something that you can, you know, have in your toolbox. So where can we get magnesium from? So in theory, we can get it from leafy greens, nuts, seeds, beans, lentils, and quality dark chocolate. But in reality, foods often fall short due to mineral depleted soils these days, and also lifestyle factors that deplete levels of magnesium. So stress, poor sleep, high caffeine intake, high sugar or refined carbs, processed foods, alcohol, particularly stress and poor sleep. These are the main lifestyle factors, maybe high caffeine as well if you're having like loads of coffee every day. But stress and poor sleep are the biggest ones that will deplete. We will burn through our magnesium stores and our B vitamins actually when we're stressed. So again, perimenopause is a time when we are naturally more stressed and less stress resilient because of the changes in estrogen and progesterone and also that knock-on impact to cortisol. So it's a real time where we need magnesium. Studies suggest that about 50% of the population, not just women, you know, not just perimenopause age, but about 50% of the population has a mild magnesium deficiency, and postmenopausal women will need it more than ever. So if those studies are right, it just kind of cements how much more we need it in perimenopause than ever. So which forms are best? Which ones should you take? So the best forms are magnesium glycinate or bisglycinate, it's also known as. That's best for stress, anxiety, and sleep. It's my absolute favorite and it's my go-to. I find it so supportive. Then we have magnesium threonate, which I mentioned earlier. That's really, really helpful. And that was used in studies to support sleep. So that also can be helpful for sleep. None of these make you drowsy or anything, and you don't even necessarily have to take them at night, but they just have such a lovely knock-on impact to your nervous system that can impact your sleep. But taking magnesium glycinate in the evening, about an hour before bed, is particularly helpful, particularly for reducing anxiety and sort of stress in the evening as well, and then supporting your nervous system through the night. So magnesium threonate is the next one, and that crosses the what's called the blood-brain barrier and gets straight into the brain for cognitive support. So it passes through straight into the brain and really helps to work on cognition. So I do love threonate for that. Magnesium malate is great for energy and muscle pain. Citrate is great for constipation. So the first two are my favorite, threonate and glycinate. They're gentle on the digestive system. They support insulin sensitivity, and they have that really lovely nervous system and sleep support. Avoid magnesium oxide. It's poorly absorbed. It's mainly a laxative. I tend to avoid products that have any oxide in them. I don't like brands that use oxide. So that would sort of put me off the brand if I see that. The recommended dose for magnesium and the kind of go-to dose that I would use with clients is 300 to 400 milligrams of magnesium glycinate, for example, about an hour before bed. If you're super, super stressed, you might need 600, even 800 milligrams sometimes. Kind of depends on what's going on for you. Just a word of caution, do avoid magnesium supplements if you have kidney disease, if you have sarcoidosis, or if you have something called hyperparathyroidism. If you have any of these conditions, then do be mindful that magnesium can interfere with some of the medications that you're taking for those. Just check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are concerned. They can let you know. When I work with clients one-to-one, I always check interactions between any supplements I'll recommend and any medications they might be taking. So to wrap up then, magnesium is relatively affordable, it's effective, it's really, really helpful for transitioning through perimenopause particularly. It's a key one for all women to use in my professional opinion. It calms the nervous system, promotes sleep, improves mitochondrial functions, that's your energy production, it improves insulin sensitivity, it supports metabolic health. It can relieve so many perimenopausal symptoms, brain fog, headaches, mood, anxiety, fatigue. Really, really helpful for all of those typical perimenopause challenges. It can also support the essential recalibration of the nervous system that's happening while we are basically going through perimenopause, so that metabolic upheaval, and therefore put you on the road to better long-term health now and, you know, forever. So I'll just remind you, if you do want to book a one-to-one discovery call with me to talk about how we could work together, see if I can help you with what you're kind of challenged by, struggling with, see if we're a good fit to work together, you are more than welcome to do that. You can do it via my website, or there'll be a link in the show notes as well to book the discovery call. So I hope this has been helpful. Any questions, any feedback, please do get in touch. As always, you can email me or drop me a message on Instagram, and the details will be in the show notes. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
If you found this episode helpful, then please share it with anyone else who you think could benefit. And consider leaving a rating and a review, as this will help the podcast to reach and help more people. And if you need more guidance on your own health journey, you can grab my free guide, 6 Steps to Mastering Your Hormones in Your 40s, over at francescaliparotti.com, where you can sign up for your free copy. Or you'll also find the link in the show notes.